Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
So I blacked out on Thursday.
All right. You're right. You've been drunker than I am more times in the last month than I've seen in our relationship.
I know.
Is this a trend?
Are you ready?
Yep. Let's go home.
I almost just started the vlog. I forgot what our intro was. Hi guys, welcome back to the pod. I don't remember
that's
what
the entry?
Yeah. Oh. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the vlog.
Oh. Did you workshop that? Like, was that the very first thing that came out of your mouth? Did you think about it?
No, I don't think I thought about it. Like some people have like very specific like intros.
Right.
Like Tiff has like, what is freaking up you guys? Or hey guys, what's up? It's Tiff. What is freaking up you guys? You know what I mean? It's like different, like people have had very specific intros, but I feel like I've never been drawn to something.
Okay. Welcome back to the pod.
Welcome back to the pod.
Hey, ladies. Hi. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Hey, ladies in our 4% male audience. How are we doing?
Jim, Steven, Chris, how are you?
You're all here. Thank you so much for joining us.
I think we probably have, okay, but by the numbers, there's realistically a few thousand guys.
Which is fucking shocking.
That's the
but
crazy.
Also, I feel like you're not taking into account the boyfriends, fiancés, and husbands of some of the Tillys that we have that listen with their significant other.
If you are a boyfriend, significant other, partner of such that is listening with your girlfriend, wife, anything in between, I need you to get in your device. I need you to hit subscribe. I need you to download because
we need the comment to come from David.
Well, we need to come from David, but also I want both a stream from both sets of ears.
That's true.
Right.
It's a little bit greedy, but I get it.
It's greedy, but you know.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Anyways, welcome back to the pod. We have some groundbreaking news, which is actually very convenient timing to confirm that our 100th episode will be from a moving vehicle because, drum roll please.
I bought a Toyota Camry.
Shboob.
Can you imagine if I did buy a Toyota Camry?
We've been waiting 14 months for this announcement and that's how you're going to do it?
Well, you know, it's funny. I love that.
What's funny?
So first off, the random text that was like, hey, it's ready for delivery. I feel like I half believed.
Right.
And then when I got a call from Tesla on like my caller ID, I was in the middle of a work meeting. I just go, everyone hold on. Like usually be like, I'll call them back.
Everyone shut up.
It was like nine people.
Right. I don't care what you're the president of. I don't care. My Tesla takes priority right now.
Everyone just hold on.
Yeah.
And I even left it so that they could hear the speakerphone of, this is from Tesla. Your vehicle is ready to be delivered.
I feel like that makes it more okay that you put everyone on hold.
I did. Yeah. And I got done and everyone was like, oh, how exciting. That's amazing. It's great. Like everyone was really in on that 2 minute moment with me. We'll wait for you to be done.
Check out my bendy straw with the Hawaiian. It came in, I just want everyone
like
to know.
Straw with a skirt.
All my reusable straws are currently dishwasher, so I'm not out here killing turtles. But this did come in a party pack.
How is that
pack.
Possible? We have 30 reusable straws. We need to do some dishwashing.
No, we don't. So This is really disgusting. So we have these like really fun silicone ones. I have a thing where I like can't put my mouth on like
metal. It's like we're metal. Testing people. Like how big of a fan are you? Like how much are you willing to put through before we get to anything interesting?
So I like have this thing where I like can't put my mouth on metal. Like my teeth can't touch forks, spoons, knives. I can bite into ice cream, but there's just no world where like a metal straw like gives me the creepy crawlies. It gives me the ick. It gives me the goosey woosies.
The idea of it like hitting your...
My teeth. I can't do it.
Is there, there's gotta be a name for this.
Well, it's like nails on a chalkboard. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just like your goosey thing.
Right. But you know, like there's right, like a
fear, but it's not a fear. Cause like fear of small, I guess I'm not scared of small holes. They just make me itchy.
Itchy.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
small holes make you itchy.
Like when you have trypophobia, it's like the fear, the uncomfort around those small repeated holes.
Right. It makes you itchy.
Like itchy, it makes like your skin crawl.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. No, I get it.
Anyway, so the silicone reusable straws, I had to throw a bunch out because when they were going through the dishwasher, food would get stuck inside of them in the dishwasher. And so they'd come out not super clean because there'd be something lodged inside of it. It was really disgusting. So we don't have that many reusable straws right now. I have more on the way coming from Amazon. So I just want to crush the rumors that Lordy always a straw killer. Where we are, stop it in its tracks. Chris, nip it in the bud.
Chris, Steve, thanks for joining in for the first 2 minutes. Ha, head on back to your day.
Oh, fuck.
Wait, Geraphobia? Geraphobia? Geraphobia, that's what girls had in seventh grade of me, I'm pretty sure.
That's what they had of you?
Yeah.
Geraphobia?
Yeah.
Wow, that's fucking good. That was funny, babe.
Thanks, babe.
That was funny.
It hurt at the time.
Once in a while. Yeah. You know, you got a banger joke. That was a good one. Geraphobia.
Let's laugh at my preteen existence. That's very funny. Speaking of preteen, when did you hit puberty? Is a random question.
Your fucking car. Can we talk about your car? Oh my God, we've been waiting and you've been complaining on the podcast. People are emotionally invested.
Yeah, but now I have it.
I told people in the Discord, they were like, can you give us a hint? We're talking about today's pod. Also, shout out Discord. Big fan today. We talked about Bibble. You know who Bibble is?
Bibble?
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 Bibble. So
Bibble. How do you spell Bibble? Can I get it in a sentence?
B-I-B-B-L-E.
Country of origin.
So original Bibble, Canada. New Bibble, America.
Okay.
So original Bibble was part of the, which I just found out was a Canadian kid show called, Polka Dot Shorts.
Love
that. Polka Dot Door. Anyway, there was this character
named- That's like a word generator name.
Polka Dot Door. His name was Pokaroo. He lived at the Polka Dot Door. There was a character named Bibble. Please let me know if you know who Bibble is. So this is OG Bibble. And so the new Bibble- Apparently in the Barbie series, which I have not seen, I think I might have been just a little bit too old when all those movies and shows came out. There's this new like weird little creepy baby fairy named Bibble.
What are you talking about? Like I thought for a second, I was like, I've had three sips of this can.
Yeah, so there's original Bibble, that's Pokaroo and original Bibble. I'll put a picture of OG Bibble on screen and then I'll also put a picture of new Bibble on screen who's like this weird little blue baby fairy who I actually find very, very disturbing.
Wait, am I stoned or what are we talking about?
We're talking about Bibble.
Okay, so at Discord, you talked about Bibble?
No, okay, so-
And how does this relate to the Model S?
I was just
driveway?
Saying that people were really excited on the Discord. We're talking about Bibble, but also simultaneously talking about how your car is coming. People were excited and emotionally invested.
Well-
Go ahead, the car is here. Tell us about the car.
Well, what I want to tell you about is the fact that I gave you the honor of something very important. You haven't come through and I've decided to take away that honor and give it to the Tillys.
Bibble.
What are we going to name the car?
Bibble.
We're not naming it Bibble.
Why?
I refuse.
Babe.
No.
You told me that I could name it. I want to name it Bibble.
I reject. I should get two vetoes.
What?
I guess you get two vetoes, not counting Bibble.
Not counting Bibble. Okay, yeah. I'll workshop it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want suggestions?
No, I'm going back and forth between whether I want to do like a really basic white guy name like Sven or something. You know what I mean? That's not that basic. That's kind of that.
How many Svens do you know?
Just the reindeer. Yeah, just the reindeer.
Okay. Sven Lewis. It's a great name.
Yeah, except for that kid's not going to be as exotic as the name sounds. You know what I mean?
Exotic. That's a fun word.
Yeah. Cultured? Diverse?
I just think it's great that you think my son would be exotic.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like the name Sven is like too unique and our child would be very basic looking.
Yeah, I think it's more like Vanilla Lewis.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like
maybe like French Vanilla? Tahitian?
I'm not sure who you think is Tahitian in this relationship, but it's neither of
Isn't
us.
Isn't there Tahitian Vanilla? Did I make that up?
I was basing the names off of like our ethnicities.
And I was basing it off of our personalities.
Right. Okay.
Anyway,
Tanisha.
So I would love for the comments below to name the Model S. It's black with more black, which means every time a fingerprint is in the same zip code, it now looks like a smushed notepad with people have just been touching all day.
I can't wait to leave you messages on the hood of the car.
Oh, yeah, by the way, you should do that because it'll bully me into getting it washed.
Yeah. We also don't have a garage that actually fits cars.
Well, we do.
Okay. I have a fucking bone. I think we've talked about this. I have a bone to pick with the West Coast. Maybe just California.
Okay.
I don't understand when people don't have basements where you put your shit. I've said this so many times. I don't understand without a basement. Like, where do people put their Christmas trees? Where do people put their wrapping paper? Like, there's like everything just goes into the basement, into like a shelving rack.
You also have a struggle with parting with things. So like there's always a new insurgence of new things. Uh-huh. There's the things that are kind of out of array that you don't care as much about. There's the things that have been so out of array that they got put in to a storage bin of sorts. And then the container store bin gets emptied out. That stuff gets sent to, you know, Goodwill. And then we start that cycle over one step.
Right.
Right.
I still don't understand where people put their Christmas trees.
Like every time we go to empty something out, you're always like, oh, I can't believe I fit this in my Honda Fit 7 years ago and I moved to California. And I'm like, how do you still have this shit?
Because Honda Fits fit a shocking amount.
Had it been two more weeks, I'd have one.
Oh my God. Honestly, Honda Fit was a great car. I highly recommend. I loved it. I fucking zip around in that thing.
I never felt dumber and more of a boomer than trying to figure out how to drive a Tesla.
Yeah, I almost, my heart almost fell out of my asshole when Jeremy floored the Tesla. Holy shit, that thing goes, there's just no reason why a car needs to go that fast in like that many seconds.
I've never owned a police radar.
Yeah.
I'm getting one.
You have to.
Yeah, honestly, just to like have it like yell at me when I'm going over the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I will have 9 speeding tickets because I'm going to get coffee.
It literally felt like back in the day when I was young and I was able to do carnival rides. Uh-huh. Do you remember that ride that was like just like the round cylinder and you literally just stand up against it and it spins and goes on its side and upside down and you just like G-force into the wall?
Yeah, earmuffs. I saw someone puke on that and just hit everybody.
That's my literal worst nightmare.
Yeah.
No, that is.
If there's hell for you.
That's it.
That's what it is. Just one long, but actually it happens. You have to get off the ride and then get back on the ride.
Why back on?
Because you know it's going to happen again. That would be hell.
Oh, that's my hell.
Yeah.
Oh.
The anticipatory, it happens, you get off and do then, it one more time.
Yeah.
One more time.
Yeah.
One more time.
Right. Hey, I hate all
what
that.
Would my hell be?
Probably something that, like if I got cloned 20 times and I was all sounds 20 like of heaven. Us were asking for different things from you.
No. Asking for something that I have already like given you the answer to.
No. Half of them would be, yes, like things that I've already gotten the answer to. But then the other half would be like, Shwoop, can you grab me the pizza containers from like the high place in the kitchen?
But that's
Shwoop.
Endearing.
From 10 of us? That's endearing.
How many of them do I have relations with? Oh my God. Actually, I already thought about it. I'm 30 years old. One is fine.
I was picturing more like, remember in Doctor Strange when there's like one real Doctor Strange, but he can clone himself and you don't know which one's the real one?
Yeah.
I think it's like that. Like there can be 20 of us all being annoying, but you actually only have one of me.
Got it. Okay.
That sounds like the best of both worlds.
I refrain.
You know how much I could get done if I had 20 of me?
I think you guys would have a great time on the couch talking about nothing or napping together most of the time.
Or you know how many Tiki Talks that I could watch and
I think you'd be consume. So competitive with yourself. You'd look over and be like, why does she look better than me? Or why does that one, why are they able to, who, you would be so incredibly competitive with the same version of yourself. It would just be this like vicious cycle.
Yeah, maybe one's okay.
I would be, I think, painfully not competitive with myself and slightly a little bit too comfortable. And that would be even more annoying.
Yeah, I think you'd be pissed at yourself.
Go on.
I think you'd just be like rude to yourself.
Go on.
I think you'd just be like, shut the fuck up. Like, I feel
why
like
why would I got, say that? Why was that the first thing that came in your mind?
Because it's what I hear all day.
Oh. To you?
No, not to me. But just like your general patience with everyone is.
Oh, please.
Is.
I have patience for some people.
Some people.
Some people. Yeah.
Right. But your general patience is very short. Is very short. And so
I would say I'm decisive.
You're decisive in not having patience for people. Yes.
Yeah, I've decidedly
been annoyed with everyone.
Well, there are certain things that don't need to take that long.
Right. So anyways, Jeremy is your patience is about a hair thin. And okay. So I think that you would lose patience with yourself as well.
I have very little patience for adults. No. What do you mean?
Screaming babies.
I used to teach kids how to play drums. That took a wealth of patience.
Yeah, I feel like that's next level. That's like small child banging on loud things.
Oh, here's a surface that's really loud. Here's a stick to hit it with. Go ahead.
Yeah, that sounds like my nightmare.
Yeah, I don't know how I did that.
So Tesla's here. 100th episode happening in the Tesla. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Do we drive around or do we just sit in the driveway?
Sex tape, backseat.
The backseat is not big enough for that.
Honest question. When's the last time you had coitus in a car? Estimate. Interesting noise.
It's my thinking noise.
Yeah? Really? I don't hear it often.
Honestly?
Yes.
Maybe like 2000 and...
Oh, God.
14 or 15, maybe? Long time ago.
We met in 20...
Oh, yeah.
2018. it's been a while. Like college.
Yeah.
I don't even know college. Like, I'm too tall.
Yeah, you're too tall.
I'm too tall.
You're too tall. There's just no world where that's ever comfortable.
Well, that's one of those things you have to do when you're young enough to not know better. So yes. That way you know better.
Yes.
As Maya Angelou said, when you know better, you do better. And that's what it applied to.
That's what it
applies
to.
And a few other things, mostly that.
That's what that applies to.
So I have a car.
You have a car.
We have been sharing a car for a pandemic and a year. A pandemic in 2 years.
Yeah, I was going to say our entire relationship.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest, like there have been very few times there's an overlap.
Yeah.
Ever. With both of us working from home.
But also I have, whether we share the car or not, I don't think about, I'll just take the car. She'll figure it out. Cause I know you're not great with Ubers. Mm. Lauren has a keen sense of, and I'm sure other people feel the same way. The air freshener that hangs in Ubers.
Oh.
When we get in, I immediately have to go, oh God, it's terrible.
Oh God. I immediately car sick. There's been a few times, only if I'm about to be like on a trip that's gonna be longer than 25-30 minutes, where I've had to just end the trip because
I'm good right here. It's a 35-minute trip. Yeah. I'm good right there. Yeah.
I think there's been ones where I was like, hey, like I'm so sorry, I'm so scent intolerant. I was like, this is not personal, but I have to cancel the ride and get a different Uber. And I feel bad because a lot of people like put those in their cars trying to be courteous to people because they're like, oh, this will smell like, at least this is like a designated scent. It doesn't just smell like random ass. You know what I mean? Also,
I have a feeling that half of them, somebody gets in their car and they go, oh, I need an air freshener to be able to like put up with that.
Oh, 100%. And so like, yeah. I get it. I'm just so scent sensitive. Amber Alert? I think Amber Alert doesn't give a fuck.
I took mine off.
Did you see that there was an Amber Alert that went off during Amber Heard's final,
An Amber Alert during Amber?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Are you getting
endangered elderly?
Aww.
Wait. Oh, Silver Alert. I didn't even know the thing.
Also, why haven't I gotten one? Damn.
I love that it deep links to Twitter. Very interesting.
Wow. Interesting.
I didn't know Silver Alert is a thing.
Silver Alert. Oh, is that because like old people like old gray hair, silver hair?
Yeah.
Do you think?
This guy, he probably had silver hair.
Right.
Actually, wow. Interesting. Wow. I would love to know like what qualifies as the Amber. Like if my kid is missing for a week or so, I might head in. If your kid is missing for more than, I don't know, 7 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Like if Moose was out of your sight and we couldn't find him after 6 minutes.
Yes.
Would you expect the FBI, CIA, National
yes.
Guard.
Are you kidding me? Yes. Yeah. Bring out every force you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just for us 100%. To find them like 20 minutes later eating a snack around the bend.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
So back to the thing that I, not that we're going to talk about now, but I've decided we have to. The simulation must be real, I've decided. Because between Amber Heard's Amber Alert thing and Live Aid today.
Oh yeah, that's so weird.
I don't know, when the last time I talked about Live Aid?
I haven't thought about Live Aid, probably since.
I watched Queen.
Bohemian Rhapsody, exactly.
And I was having a conversation at work today about a similar thing. And then Devin walks in and immediately talks about the Live Aid concert. Why is that? How is that?
I have no idea.
What are the chances? And how many times I feel like does that thing happen? We're like, what are the fucking chances?
I still haven't gotten my silver alert.
Well, I think it's because you like have yours on like you don't care mode.
Maybe it's on Canada mode.
Do you just not didn't care about elderly there?
I guess not.
Interesting.
Okay. I completely did not hear what you said because I was thinking about how I didn't get my silver alert.
Do you think we live in a simulation?
Oh. Sometimes.
Really?
But like, no, I feel like baseline.
Put the topics off. Go ahead.
Baseline, no. I don't think so.
You don't think we live in a simulation?
No.
Okay.
I don't think
Chicken
so.
Chicken or egg?
Egg.
Okay. Got it. And that answers all my questions. So hell is being puked on at a carnival. Chicken or egg first?
Egg.
And no simulation?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, are you chicken or egg?
Assembly theory would say that something had to make the egg.
Yeah. But if one is just dropping out of the fucking sky.
No, egg for sure.
Yeah, I think egg.
Yeah, egg for sure. Well, I think it's like something that created an, like, I think there was an egg actually that came before an egg. I don't think it's chicken then the egg. I think it's egg then egg. I think it's simple egg, slightly less simple egg.
I think it was just like you know, whoever is fucking making shit was like, here's an egg. And the egg hatched and had.
What do you think? It's like Gordon Ramsay just cooking up eggs?
Yeah. And it was like, here is one poached egg, except not poached because whatever that means, it would still have a chicken in it. So.
Okay.
Like, I think, you know, however everything was created, it's just here.
Is Neil deGrasse Tyson available for us to have in this podcast?
Who?
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Who's that? Everyone's like giving me a really dirty look. Who the fuck is this?
He's on TikTok.
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
It's not Degrassi. He's an astrophysicist.
Oh, why the fuck would I know that?
But he's hilarious.
Neil?
I guarantee if you Google
deGrasse Tyson, here we go.
If you look up Neil deGrasse Tyson and say chicken or egg, I guarantee he's answered that question.
American astrophysicist, planetary scientist, author and science communicator. Goddamn, he went to Harvard, University of Texas, and Columbia. And he did his postdoctoral research at Princeton. Wow, he's 63 now.
Was that four universities?
Yeah, it was all of them.
What a dick.
Okay, wait, chicken or egg?
Mm-hmm.
Chicken.
And then Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
He will have answered this.
Oh, fuck yeah. We are so accurate. Bill Nye, the science guy, also endorses this, that evolution is on the side of the egg is coming before the chicken. This is because there was once a proto-chicken, a bird resembling a chicken, but not quite of chicken status, that went about its business laying and fertilizing an egg. If Bill Nye, the science guy, says so, it is so.
You know, this is the word. Thanks be to God. Bill Nye, the science guy, would be one of my ultimate podcast guests ever.
I've heard mixed things.
If you're going to tell me something negative about Bill Nye, next. The VHS tapes that went in every science class, the hours spent, the consistency of a neurotic host that comes up with obscure things that are just relatable enough for like a six-year-old to somewhat absorb. Mm-hmm. What do you have to say that's poor?
Nothing.
What's bad?
No, I and you know what? It sucks because like, I feel like this is actually not true at all for most celebrities, but like, I feel like every celebrity and like known person mm-hmm. has off days.
Right.
Right. And it just sucks. Well, when like
every person has off days.
Yeah. Every person has off days. Totally. But it's like,
arguably I'm waiting for an on day.
I'm begging you to have an on day.
Okay. Once again, meaner than I wanted it to be.
But like every celebrity has an off day. And sometimes the stories from those off days that get like spread around.
Say the story. What happened?
Anyway, someone was just saying that like Bill Nye the Science Guy was like super douchey in a green room. And I can't remember what the circumstances were, but they were just like super demanding, super like not friendly and wanting to talk to other people and just like super entitled about asking for things, I guess.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Bill Nye has been doing things for about 75 years. I get it.
Bill Nye the Science Guy is allowed to ask for whatever the fuck Bill Nye the Science Guy wants.
Great. Okay, that's why I feel the
yeah.
same way.
Yeah, I don't know. He has deserved that honor.
Yeah. Also, it was a shared green room. Oof. That was probably wasn't a writer.
Yeah. Could have been tough. I think it was something like We Day. Maybe it wasn't We Day, but I think it was something like We Day.
Out them. Very good. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
Are you kidding me? I love We Day. We Day has really fucking shown out for me.
They have. Yeah. That was one of the most first obsessive dates that we did when I flew up to Canada after we were, I don't know, had gone on two dates.
Yeah.
And decided to stay with each other for a weekend in Vancouver.
Yes.
Which was like, okay, everyone can relate to when you are falling in like with someone, pre-love, and you're obsessive over just everything about them.
Yep.
And then you just do things that when you look back on.
Dumb shit.
But like, you're glad you did it.
Oh yeah, 100%.
But at the time, you're like, It is completely just a 180 from any other decision. Let's just fly to a city in Canada for a day and a half to sit in the hotel with her while she does a speech at We Day.
That's not true. We went to an aquarium. We got stranded at the aquarium, but we went to the aquarium and it was great. We went to a cute little brunch spot. Great time.
I would consider Vancouver a wonderful city if it had Uber.
Yeah, it started raining and I cannot remember a time other than like maybe Coachella when I have been as stranded as I have been at the Aquarium of Vancouver.
4 a.m. in the bus line in EDC Vegas without a VIP pass and had to wait another 8.5 hours before I got on a bus to then go to my hotel. That was the most stranded.
4 hours after Beyonce concert, stranded in Pasadena, we had accidentally-
Okay, you could just start walking.
What?
We
did. That's what we started doing. I was with Lily, like Superwoman Lily, and she will never let me live it down because I always have a purse snack. I have an emergency granola bar in my bag at all times. And
that's an understatement.
That was
the purse buffet.
I was fucking rationing off that granola bar because I thought that we were going to die.
You would. Yeah. And by the way, it's best that you don't think you're going to die because the worst version of you is think you're going to die and have an increased reason to think that.
I thought we were gonna die.
Yeah.
I was gonna die in Pasadena after the Beyonce concert, which would have been worth it, might I say. That concert was incredible.
Yeah, but like, I feel like it would have been nice like at the concert, not 4 hours later walking to a location.
To die or eat the granola bar?
Why were there no cars?
Oh, we were like, let's not do the Uber line. Let's go just find, like, we'll just walk up a little bit. And
we're smarter than this.
Yeah, we're smarter than this. We'll find one that doesn't have to go through the whole area. Because I feel like this was new when they started doing like Uber lots, which usually are quite efficient now.
Yeah.
But they weren't at the time. So we're like, let's walk away from this area.
When are we going to get car taxis? That's the question I have.
What?
Like the flying taxis that just like
you call it
aerial.
You called it a car taxi.
Yeah, that's dumb. aerial taxi, flying taxi, flying taxi. Cars.
Honestly, I'm just here fucking begging for teleportation.
That is cool. But can you imagine a world where, you know what, like when like birds and Lime scooters just took over LA and everyone was on one for a while?
Yep.
Can you imagine if another startup just like dropped a one person flight pod and anyone can kind of hop into one on the sidewalk? There would be deaths everywhere.
The liability attached to that would be insane.
There would need to be a breathalyzer in every single one of those.
I can't even, that's not even the beginning of where the safety precautions need to start for that.
I can confirm right now, the only time I'm getting on one of those scooters now is because I am inebriated.
On a Lime?
Yes.
I've still never been on one.
Really?
But I know so many people who've broken their face and also broken limbs and bones and just general severe threat to the human body is being on a Lime and bird scooter, sober and inebriated.
Well, I don't think people realize that you're not supposed to actually use them on a sidewalk. And like the sidewalks have the grooves and everything. They're not meant for motor vehicles.
Right. LA is not like a bike lane friendly city though.
No. LA is a, you have a vehicle or someone driving you.
Yeah. No, like pedestrians in most cities, I feel like you can, you know, cars will stop for you. Cars will not stop for
They're
you.
They're not stopping for you. They're not.
Cars will not stop for you.
And realistically, within good reason, because no one's paying attention here either.
No, they're really not. They're not.
I'm not sure entirely how we, Tesla Model S, that's how we got all the way over here?
That's how we got here, yeah.
Wow. And now I have a car that drives itself.
It's so exciting.
Well, actually, I don't. It's calibrating.
It's still calibrating.
Once it's done calibrating, then I'm done driving.
I feel like most of my friends say that they only really use like the auto drive feature when they're on the freeway.
I don't trust that thing for shit.
Even on the freeway?
No.
You know what I feel like? Like the times where I'm like, should I get a Tesla? Is when I'm sitting in fucking bumper to bumper traffic and I feel like it could be doing that since you're just like slugging along anyway.
I don't trust it. We'll see. Maybe I'll change my mind. I'll be over here eating breakfast while it's happening, but I don't think so.
Right.
I've seen accessories now that I'm being like targeted Tesla things.
Yeah.
And there's a full on like picnic table that you can just like kind of set up around your.
Sir. Destroying the set again every week.
You just set this little picnic table around everything and just like you can have a work center and all that stuff. I'm like, aren't you supposed to have your hands on the car?
Yeah,
on
the wheel? Shouldn't be selling. But is that supposed to be for the passenger, hypothetically?
Yeah, sure. I was pissed that the little movie theater mode doesn't work when you're driving. That I should also, be able to watch Netflix when I'm driving.
I don't know if maybe that's not the same decision.
You should be able to watch Bling Empire while I'm driving.
I don't hate that. I think that I would throw up.
Okay.
I think I'd get carsick.
Okay.
Oh my God. Also like—
Are you guys into the theme? Like an air freshener.
Granola bar.
Yeah. Less than half a granola bar at all times. It's like, you are a wafer cracker.
I know.
Away from—
Death at all times. I know I'm a fragile individual, okay? I'm a fragile butterfly.
Many times. Stay wealthy. Stay successful. Please don't ever need to humble yourself.
I mean, I've been fragile my entire life, and I trust me, I've not always been successful.
Even when you were in sports.
Yeah, that's not true. Actually, I guess when I was in middle school, I definitely was a scrappier then.
I would love to see scrappy Lauren.
And by scrappier, I probably just mean that my cardio was much higher. That I could run because I was I was such a good runner that I could run forever, and so maybe that made me feel tougher because I wasn't dying at all times.
Speaking of excellent cardiovascular health.
I also signed up for a gym.
It doesn't open for a few more months, but I'm signed up for a gym immediately.
It's very exciting.
And I'm also locked in for a year.
Am I also locked in for a year?
We are both locked in for a year.
That was fucking stupid. Oh, you know what though? With that particular gym, you can excuse yourself via a note from a health professional.
Really?
I would not know that. Because I've never done that. Huh. But there is a world where you may put—
How about we just go to the gym for a year?
I work out 3 to 5 times a week.
And it shows. Why don't we just go to the gym for a year?
Yeah, no, I'm down. I mean, I love, like, I am so much more consistent when I can just take 10 steps into the garage because we've got a pretty good— Jeremy actually bought some really great equipment when he decided that he was going to have a home gym.
I haven't lifted it once.
I know. I use it every week. Multiple times. And so anyway, Jeremy bought me a great, great home gym that I'm very excited about. I think it was your birthday present one year. You wanted a squat rack.
But I bought it.
What?
Didn't I buy it?
No, I think we went halfsies on it because it's really expensive.
Well, I know I bought a lot of the other weights because the shipping on a 90-pound weight in the middle of the pandemic.
You also were like, I want the really heavy ones because I'm going to use them. And I was like, okay, I can't even pick them up.
They've been fantastic things to hold other things down when I needed a large sandbag of 90 pounds. On a edge of something.
I use the kettlebell all the time to bring in groceries and hold the door open.
Yeah.
I will say that I actually use that kettlebell, but all those really, really heavy dumbbells, haven't touched them.
You know what's funny? Moose is actually, if a dog was a kettlebell, it'd be the shape of Moose.
Yeah, that's how I threw my back out this week.
You know what I mean?
100%. I say that all the time, that he's just like, he's literally just a little kettlebell.
The face and everything too?
It's just like, yeah.
Especially when he's like sitting like slouched into himself? Yeah. A little belly picks up.
Yeah. Maybe he's more like a Bosu, or not a Bosu ball. What's the weighted ball? Bosu balls are the one that you can balance on. What's the like the weighted ball?
Once again, I have not lifted anything than this drink for about 3 years from now.
The right person, you're right.
Yeah,
you're
if you ask me to do a squat off, honestly, just win.
I would win, I think.
Even with your back thrown out.
Yeah.
Next.
So I blacked out on Thursday.
Okay, all right. You're right. Take a piece of paper. So I can count on my, left side of my hand how many times since I've known Lauren, she's been more drunk than me.
Yes.
It was one of the very first times we hung out, the tequila night.
Yes.
There's a couple other things tonight. But that night, and then fast forward 4 years to last week or 2 weeks ago in Kentucky, and then last week when you came home on a Thursday night, a school night, after me, and you walked in the door and I just heard the door like slam against.
I left our outside gate wide open, by the way. I closed
all
it.
All night?
All night. No, I actually woke up to get a snack around 3:30 in the morning and I went outside and closed it.
You live a second life when I go to bed, which we can get back to this time. Anyway, point is, you've been drunker than I am the more times in the last month that I've seen her in her relationship.
I know.
Is this a trend?
No. This happened by accident. So there was a very cute AAPI night. I get so excited to be invited to those because I feel like because I'm only half Asian, I only get invited to like half these events. And like, I don't get invited to be fair,
that is
what?
That is equitable.
I know, but I'm so sad. Like there was a Turning Red premiere, which is literally about an Asian in Toronto. I am a half Asian from Toronto and like not getting invited to that like really was like I was like, so anyways, really excited to get invited to AAPI stuff. And so went and it was all these like really cool Asians from TikTok and Instagram and YouTube. A lot of them that are like new creators. So a lot of people that I like know from seeing their content, but I've never met before.
Okay.
And so drinking with people that you're not super close with, here's where my night went fatal, is one, drinking with people that I'm not super close with. And so I went with my friend Kyle, who we've drank lots of times. So like that was fine. It was not like my date for the night was pressuring me to drink. It was just that like—
Well, kind of.
Kind of that. But then the other fatal flaw of the night was that there just wasn't any food.
Ah.
And so it was tapas for dinner. So the little flyer event thing was tapa style dinner. That's what it said, tapa style dinner.
Okay.
And so like if it says literal D-I-N-N-E-R on the event, I'm like, oh, like that's probably gonna be a substantial amount of food. But again, I am fragile. I know my limits. So I was like, I'll have a mini dinner before I go because what if I don't like the food they're serving or like I know.
Thoughts, I've 30 years, 30 years. I've never thought to myself, I wonder if I'm not gonna like what they're going to have to serve at the event. I should have a mini dinner right now. Like, I've never—
You honestly, I highly recommend the mini dinner.
Like, I'm just impressed with the bandwidth that you have in your brain to dedicate.
I've told you so many times, it is very stressful up here and that's why I require so many naps a day. So I have the mini dinner. And so I had like a small barbecue chicken sandwich or whatever that was like part of like my meal prep plan thingy that I had. So thank fucking God. I would have been in the hospital getting my stomach pumped had I not had that mini dinner because we got there and one, it was open bar.
Okay.
And so I had, I think, 3 shots and 2 margaritas in the span of 2 hours.
Okay. That might be more liquor than I've seen you drink in a year.
They weren't like full size, like super intense shots because it's hard to say because they weren't shot glasses and it was like open bar. So they're not like pouring like super full ones. Like you never know.
A shot is a shot. It can't be much more than a shot because it's the end of the glass.
Right. So I had 3 shots and 2 margaritas in the span of that, like 2.5, maybe 3 hours.
And by the way, I'm pretty good on clocking metabolic rates.
Not great.
You don't metabolize alcohol.
No.
Anywhere near that fast.
Not great.
Not even close.
Not great. And tequila is just so easy. It is hands down the easiest alcohol ever is tequila, for me at least.
Not champagne.
Heart of heart alcohol.
Got it.
Like whiskey shot, fine. Like that's maybe like a 7.5 out of 10 on like—
Who are you? Is this one of the 20 girlfriends?
No, I've never had an issue taking shots. I feel like some people—
Okay, go ahead.
Like drinking an actual shot. Obviously, like I don't like getting super drunk because of the whole getting sick thing. I'm in a phobia.
Right.
But like taking shots is not hard for me. Like some people like can't take a shot. Like Remy took a shot when we were on the beach the other day.
We went to Kentucky and you came back a frat star. Taking shots is not hard for me, okay? And so like I would put like whiskey to 7.5. More tequila is just so easy for me. It is easy for me. Like, if you just put a dude's accent on that, I would want to dropkick you. Like, we get it, dude, you drink, you party.
No, but, okay.
Which, by the way, is so fun.
Like, the amount of people that I've seen take a shot and then, like, throw up a little bit in their mouth type of situation, like, many times. In the last month, actually, 3. I've seen 3 people do it where they actually vomit a little bit. And so, anyways, I've never had issues taking a shot. Like, some people really struggle with that. I don't. I don't like taking shots because I don't want to get super fucked up, but I don't mind drinking something really quickly that doesn't taste that great.
To be fair, you don't drink anything basic. Like, there's no basic water in your life. Like, that sparkling water is how Lauren hydrates herself. So she always drinks something with a little bit of kick to it. So I think your general tolerance for things.
Maybe. Spicy water.
Yeah. Because the moment you have, like, a plain water, you're like,
I have such an issue drinking plain water.
Gross. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't know what that
there's got to be something just fundamentally different about your tongue than mine.
Right. Maybe just something wrong. Just broken.
I didn't say that.
Anyways, so the tapas-style dinner was very much not dinner. I think maybe you could call it like tapas, like little appetizers or whatever. Because
I'll be very clear. I am 6'4" and over 200 pounds. Tapas are never dinner.
But I said tapas for dinner. And so when I see the word dinner, and I guess I should have, but again, the mini dinner, thank fucking God, the mini dinner. But I had maybe one little thing of like buffalo cauliflower. Someone found me another one. And so I had two of those. And then I said no to some soup. Because I mean, like, who's trying to drink soup when you're getting drunk? Like, that's not,
weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
And then
large stomach.
Went home and ate half a bag of Goldfish crackers. Yeah, thank God.
You fast forwarded through a few things when you got home. First off, I got the call. I don't know. And then like I heard a gentleman take the phone. Hi. She all right? Yeah.
Okay, and when we mean gentleman, we mean our friend Kyle.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank God he was there.
Yeah. No, for sure.
But I think you're kind of fun when you're a mess.
What do you mean? Yeah, of course
I am. You're a cute mess.
Yeah.
You're not a sloppy mess.
No. I'm like a wholesome mess, I would say.
You are. Yeah. You're wholesome and you're-
Also, I'm a happy drunk. I'm a super happy drunk.
Yeah.
Like some people can go dark with that and that's always like really sad, but I'm a super happy drunk.
Yeah. You are like exceedingly happy. For you not getting drunk very often, every time you are more drunk than me, I'm like, that's cute.
Right. And so thank God it's like that. So anyway, came home and then- This is where things go a little bit dark and fuzzy for me. There's about 2 hours there.
Yeah.
That's not there.
What's interesting is that all of the questions you asked me between 8 and 9 a.m. the next morning were the exact same questions you asked me between midnight and 1.
Blacking out is crazy. Blacking out is like actually fucking crazy. Like,
crazy.
It's so like fucking scary.
Which is the thought that
like a piece of your memory is just gone.
Well, no, it's more like, your brain is taking it to the face, doing its thing, whatever. And at a certain point, it just goes, nah, over to you guys.
Yeah.
No, I'm out for tonight.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Call me when you're sober.
Right. And like, because I'm sure I was asking, I was functioning.
Sure.
No, but like, I obviously was asking all the normal questions that I would have had that I did ask the next morning.
Yes.
So like, we were conversing.
Conversing, yes.
Yeah. And then obviously I like fell asleep on the couch for a while.
Yeah. Your spatial, not awareness. Your lack of space when you are drunk it's adorable, but you got to be close.
I would say that no one's spatial awareness when they're drunk is probably tip top.
Yeah, no, mine's, I'm not actually great at anything when I'm drunk.
You're actually very heavy when you're drunk, like much heavier. Like however much you weigh right now when you're sober, it doubles when you're drunk.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that.
It's wild. It's crazy how science works.
It is. It is indeed. Okay, got it. So is this a new thing for you?
No. I texted, so normally I train with my boxing trainer on Wednesdays and Fridays at 9 a.m. Uh-huh. I texted him before I went out and I was like, hey, he was like, is it okay if we do 10 tomorrow? Like, are you flexible? And he was like, yeah, no worries, 10 is great.
Might get crazy tonight.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, perfect. Like, get another extra hour of sleep because maybe if I come home at like, 11:30, and have a little, sleep it off. Yeah. I texted him at 3:30. Again, when I woke up to get a snack and I went outside onto our front lawn and closed our main gate. And I texted him, I was like, it's actually the most coherent text. Let me find it.
Because you're like doubling. Hi, I will not be available to box at 9 a.m. tomorrow. I feel like you're just like thinking about it more than
No. Okay, here we go. 2:55 a.m. Hi, just kidding. I need to cancel. I made drinking decisions that will not be undone by 10 a.m. That's the most like elaborately text out text.
That's the most thoughtful drunk.
Yeah.
I made
drinking decisions that will not be undone by 10 a.m.
It's as if Gail grabbed your phone. And wanted to let sober everyone know that tomorrow that the drunk version of you right now has checked out for the day.
Right. 6:50 p.m. Hi, any chance we could do 10? 2:55. I made drinking decisions that will not be undone.
I love the foresight.
Yeah. And it wasn't enough.
Okay. Yeah.
It was.
You have many
enough.
Things. Selfish when you're drunk is not one of them.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
I think you'd be an interesting, if you were a hallucinogen person, mm-hmm. I think you'd be potentially very annoying. I think you would be enthralled and you would want everyone to talk like, I can tell you what it is. Every morning that Lauren wakes up and goes, I think today's a great day to tell Jeremy what I just dreamt about. And she'll get six words through it, and I can see it start to fade. But it's always
and then
like
it's going away. And then
okay, so we were at the mall, and you were and I was so mad at you. I don't really remember why. And then you were gone, and then I was looking at a purple dinosaur, and then it had no neck, and then its name was Ned, and then Ned was it's gone.
That's exactly how every morning goes.
Yeah,
every morning. Sometimes though, I feel like just to amuse me, you're like, "What did you dream about last night?" I'm like, "You'll never guess."
I just hope that before we die. And it would be great if cancer was cured. It would be great if we could solve world hunger. But more importantly than anything, of course, seriously, if we could just see the download of your dreams just once. And I tell you, I could just see it now. We're in the nursing home holding hands about to just fade off in the distance, dead. And I look up and I watch this 16-second just like, I mean, all over the place
just
ADHD.
Fuckery. Yeah.
It's like a kid that had the edit button was smashing on a Final Cut Pro with a bunch of different assets.
Yeah.
And it just popped out and I go, now I get you.
That's what it is.
Like if I could just hop into your dreams for 5 minutes and just watch that.
Oh, it's so weird. I have such vivid dreams every single night. I have multiple and I usually remember a handful of them every morning.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
I don't really remember my dreams much anymore.
Yeah, I know. I remember we had this conversation about how, oh, you know what someone posted the other day that I was like, that was so interesting. They were like, I've never seen my iPhone in my dream.
Oh, I have.
Have you?
Because I've, you know those dreams where you struggle to do basic tasks?
Oh, yeah.
I've had to communicate with somebody and it would not work.
Right.
And it was a me
thing. That makes sense. Yeah. I can't.
That's a metaphor for work, I think.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It's like, I lose my teeth all the time in my dreams. And that's like a massive, like just sign of anxiety, which I've you know, done the, what does this mean, when? And it's not that it's either that they get loose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Also, we've talked about Bubbies after. Oh my God. We got to circle. Put a pin in that. We're going to circle back to this.
This podcast is brought to you by Adderall.
I frequently get wiggly teeth in my dreams, which is almost worse than it actually just being gone. Okay. Right. Cause the stress of like it being wiggly, being like, oh my God. Like
I can see the stress of a wiggly tooth just taking you out mentally for at least a week.
What do you do? You can't unwiggle it. You can't unstick it back in. So it's like, just get the fucking floss and the doorknob and pull that shit out.
Did Greg do that?
No, we never did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Did you struggle with your teeth?
No, but one time on Halloween, my dad hit me over the head with a stuffed animal and a tooth fell out. Like it was, again, already wiggly, but he just like went, bah! And my tooth was like, a tooth.
Lovely. Is that a new segment we're doing? When's that going to begin?
Yeah. So one time, I remember...
That's adorable.
I also lost a tooth on a plane once. That was very stressful for me because I was like, holy fuck, like will the tooth fairy come to Florida with us?
Well, my uncle's an oral surgeon.
Yeah.
And I remember one time I had like, you know, like a tooth was hanging by a string. It needed to go. It had been needing to go for probably 3 weeks. And I was just like, I can't remember. And I remember we were going to his house for Thanksgiving or something.
Yeah.
And the very first thing I did, I walked up to him to like fix this thing. And I remember he goes, all right, open your mouth. He goes, oh. And he walks away and he already did it.
Shut the fuck up.
It was magic.
What?
It was like as he was getting his hands into my mouth, he just David Blaine that thing and he goes, all right, wait, which one is it? And just walked away. Magic.
How much did you get from the Tooth Fairy?
Oh God, depends what Donna had in her purse. There were bills. There were bills.
Yeah, but ones are bills.
Like, I don't know. I think I had maybe one to $5 ratio.
Damn. 5 to 10. Damn, you're Tooth Fairy rich. Shit.
American Tooth Fairy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's USD.
Damn. American. Yeah. Is that what your taxes go to? American Tooth Fairy?
Yeah.
Wow. Fuck.
That's what we call social services.
Damn. Wow. Canadian Tooth Fairy. Loonies and Toonies, baby.
I love that.
Yeah. Loonies and Toonies.
Yeah. So do you guys just walk around just jiggling pockets?
Yeah.
Terrible. It's awful.
Okay. But I can't handle having a wad of money and knowing if it's either $6 or $600. It is so confusing. I hate that.
You know who people who don't wonder that? People who know they don't have $600.
But it's like either I have $6 or I've got like $47. You know what I mean?
Blue hundreds or singles. I get it.
Blue
hundreds?
What?
Do you listen to rap music? No. What is the origin of blue hundred?
What do you mean blue hundred? What are you saying? What does that even mean?
Okay, everyone just hold on. And you're going to be cultured in moments.
Hundreds or, in Canada are like a brown color.
No, it's
color.
Like blue hundreds. It's a very specific.
Huh, blue hundreds.
Please tell me you're finding something.
Limited edition.
What do we got? Oh, thank God. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Blue hundreds.
Mm-hmm. I'm in touch with modern pop culture. So,
oh, got it. Yeah. Got it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we get to the tea talks for Jeremy section of the podcast.
It's going to be Trill. God.
Oh, is there a blue stripe on the $100 bill?
Blue hundreds are older. I think they're older stripes versus the new ones or something. I think that's like, when you reference blue hundreds, this is becoming so ridiculously stupid. I think blue hundreds like represent the fact that you've had them.
I don't think I even realized that there was a stripe. You hodled
your hundreds.
You hodled your hundreds.
Yeah. Any fact of that? Oh, maybe the new ones.
Okay. Either way, Canadian Monopoly money is just superior in terms of knowing how much money you have. Oh, that makes sense. Okay, so it's a security feature to help differentiate real ones and fake ones of the $100 bill.
Got it.
All right.
So it's like a verified check mark for hundreds.
Busted.
I loved that show.
Mythbusters? Yeah, me too. I liked Mythbusters and I liked 100 Ways to Die.
Anybody else? Okay, great. Like, I just think the balance there, busted myths, how to die. And then also you then take each one of those 100 things and dream about them for 20 years straight.
Right, yeah. Right. So Wiggly Teeth had those. The other one that I really hate, I'd actually rather have a Wiggly Tooth in a dream than I have this dream all the time where my teeth will crumble.
You got a lot of teeth dreams.
It's a big anxiety thing.
Like for as many teeth related like
issues
that I have. I
have four less teeth than you, just like as a general adult.
Really?
Yeah.
How could that possibly be a thing?
I got a small ass mouth and they took six of them out.
Okay, but you had them.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I mean, I was just saying this one.
Yeah.
And I got to be real clear. If anyone has the option to pick which tooth they are missing, don't pick this one.
Also, I want to talk about this real quick, actually. So this whole, Jeremy always talks about like this missing tooth and he had a big gap in his mouth.
Yeah. Land a plane. This thing was massive. I couldn't smile for the first 20 years of my life.
I want to see photo evidence because I talked to someone that Jeremy grew up with. You said that you guys are friends for so many years. Oh, and I asked her about it and she was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, my boyfriend made it out to see that he had a fucking garage door in the front of his mouth. And you're telling me that you don't remember it?
Garage door, you mean industrial commercial door.
Right. And she didn't remember. She had no recollection of this gap in your teeth.
Only because I have gone through and just like Will Smith, just like Men in Black, everyone I could possibly be around to only remember the version of me.
I sense there being the same way that
keep looking, Devin. You're not going to find it.
The same way that
I can see you. I can see you typing.
You won't find it. I've looked everywhere.
Well, I was so wildly like insecure about that. The moment that I got it, like not even like it filled, right? The braces retainer, the axle retainer, the hidden, like, all of them. The moment I got to the new version, I just wiped out. Like nothing exists of me before the age of 19.
Right. And so anyways, I think based on this insecurity, I'm now thinking that it was maybe a gap the size of a tic-tac and not the size.
Wait, a gap of a tic-tac? Pretty big.
Yeah, but like, you're not like damn.
Point is, I am.
I think there might've been a little bit of dramaticism added to.
Dramaticism?
Just the tooth situation.
Is there a bit of hyperbole potentially?
Right.
I think it's mostly founded in
Jeremy also told a handful of people of his friends that he was basically abandoned in a dumpster in a really sketchy neighborhood.
Amazon book tour coming soon. let's get on to what's eating at you that was then eating at me. Liam Payne.
I thought we were going to circle back on Bubby's.
Go ahead.
So Bubby's got four teeth removed at the tender age of 5.
Well, yeah. So when's the last time he got his teeth cleaned?
I mean, they like, you know, quote unquote, brush teeth.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, brush dog's teeth, obviously, when they go for like grooming and stuff like that. But, you know, they can never do a great job because I'm sure he's licking and he's like tossing his head away and stuff. So anyways, when dogs are getting older, they do like comprehensive x-rays and teeth cleaning, a deep clean that gets sedated for it. You go for blood work leading up to it.
When dogs get older in Los Angeles, they do these things.
No, I think dogs everywhere.
Actually,
you know what? It was my friend's dog on the exact same day that Bubby's got it was also sedated for a deep clean. She sent me a fucking picture and they had this dog's tongue. It's a golden retriever, so like long tongue. They had this dog's tongue clamped to the side to keep it out of the way.
Oh, ow. I feel like it would like cut the circulation off.
No, I'm sure it was fine. Like it.
Savage. He's fine.
Yeah, he's fine. Look, cause I'm, you know, big tongue. Got it to move away while they do the tooth ins.
I get it. Yeah.
So anyway, so Bubby had four teeth removed, which is so sad. So he's got, I was going through photos because I was like, oh my God, does he only have four little baby teeth on the bottom before it gets to the incisors or whatever? And I looked at old photos, there's six. So he lost three of the little tiny baby ones.
Fortunately, if you ever need to know what Bubby's had on any given day.
Yes.
Just go look at the moose folder. there's at least a dozen photos taken of us every day.
Since 100%. Yeah. At least a day. And then there was another one in the back they took out because I had a cavity.
Got it.
So Bubby's is very sad right now, sleeping with a donut. I slept on the couch with them last night. Neither of us slept very well. And it's been a traumatizing situation. No, he's fine. Everyone's fine.
Everyone's good.
His teeth are actually completely healthy, they said, minus the ones that they took
out. Did we get the bill for that yet?
I think it was $1,500. Pet insurance, baby.
I will say, pulling teeth at $1,500 becomes a little more reasonable. Just a little cleaning.
It's the
anesthesiology.
It's super expensive. Yeah. This is your reminder right now. If your dog has not gotten pet insurance, we should try and get a pet insurance sponsor because I will preach the good word of pet insurance every
Chewy?
Single day.
Any like pet related thing.
Love Chewy. Yeah. Big Chewy fan.
Yeah. The problem is we'll continue to buy Chewy.
Whether or not they want to pay for ad space.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway.
Liam Payne.
So I don't think that I've ever actually heard any of One Direction say anything. That wasn't in a song.
Besides
the time Harry Styles and I exchanged words.
Right. Where was that again? In a coffee shop?
Mark Jacobs,
right.
He asked me where the bathroom was.
And then called you mate, right? Thanks, mate.
And I shit myself.
Right, yes, of course. Yeah. Of course, as one does.
Yeah.
I definitely have watched a handful of like interviews.
Okay.
Because I was a 1D stan. I've been to two concerts,
and
big
you say
fan.
You past tense?
No, I am. I am still a 1D stan.
I got to say, Drunk Lauren, when any 4 to 5 seconds of an intro song comes out of 1D, I guarantee is ready to dance,
oh,
ready
I'm gone.
To party.
Yeah, I'm gone. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I was thinking that at the wedding of the day, just how ironic and just, it's going to be cringy when we have the 90s and 2000s hits come on in about 20 years from now.
Oh my fucking
God.
We're
going to be so embarrassing.
The vintage retro hits.
Yeah.
Of the 1990s.
And to be clear, now, before it got into the hundreds.
Yeah.
Now that's what I call music. 20, 32, 45, 113.
113.
Yeah.
I know. I want to die. That's insane.
But Liam Payne.
Liam Payne. So Liam Payne is randomly super into crypto and NFTs.
But more importantly, on the 1 to 5, where was he at in your ranking?
3, remember?
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. And so if it was-
Interchangeably, I would say 3 and 4.
Okay, new question. Fuck, marry, kill, but you get all 5 to choose from.
Ooh, okay. See, I don't really know their personalities that well. Like seeing-
It's not hard, just kill one.
Okay, just kill one. I mean, well, fuck, after this podcast. No, I'd still kill Zane.
Wow.
Yeah.
You really don't like him?
Not for me.
Okay.
Not for me.
Who are we fucking, who are we marrying?
I think I want to marry Harry.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd want that for you.
Yeah, I think I want to marry Harry, fuck Niall, kill Zane.
Niall?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Honestly, choice. I was never like a hardcore Niall fan, but then I saw them in concert and I was like, oh, Niall's much cuter than he. Like he gives off much cuter energy in person.
Yeah.
Then, because when he was doing a personal concert for obviously just singing to me when I was in the audience, we were just obviously connecting.
Well, I'm glad we're on this tangent just to kind of speak to just how opinionated and spirited you are about One Direction. Moving back to Liam Payne and why we're talking about him today, go on.
So he was in Minneapolis for this whole crypto convention with Gary Vee, and he went on Logan Paul's podcast. And so the crypto community is very weird because like, a couple months ago, Liam Payne was in the Bahamas at another crypto convention with Steve Aoki, Paris Hilton, and who was the other really fucking random person?
I don't know, but that's still half as weird as the things I've seen.
Yeah, super fucking weird. Yeah. Super random. And
do you think of like what dot-com parties were back in the late 90s?
Oh my God, yeah. I'm sure just as random as all of this is. This is just the dot-com era happening again. And so he went on Logan Paul's podcast, and I've never heard Liam, let alone talk for 5 minutes, talk for an hour and a half. And so I'm only halfway through the podcast. I want to give fair warning. I'm only halfway through the actual thing, but I've seen all of the TikTok and Twitter
Our
highlights.
Best takes are when we're half informed.
Yes, half informed. This is going to be the best opinions.
I haven't watched any of it. I'm chock full of opinions.
And I have opinions.
I'm glad everybody asked.
I have things to say. And so it was just so, I think that I'm just immediately put off by someone who isn't self-deprecating.
Okay, yeah.
He didn't laugh the entire time.
Like nothing about himself is funny. Like there's no joke involving him.
No, not really.
Oh.
Not really. He kind of made comments about how like in his head was like no one wants to be in his head because like it's scary up there. But like not in like a funny way.
No.
It's yeah, like no. when someone like loves to talk about like how like, yeah, like no one, like everyone knows, like they don't fuck with me. Like I just don't take shit. Like people know that. And like, I'm just down to brawl and people like just don't want to fuck with. It was like kind of like that, like weird he energy.
How old is he?
28.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And so he starts off, he starts it off by saying that like he went on, what was it, fucking X Factor? Is that how they were made? X Factor? Yeah, he went on X Factor. And
Fear Factor, got it. Joe Rogan was
there. Well, I was thinking, was it like America's Got Talent? Is it Britain's Got Talent? Is it fucking American Idol? X Factor.
America?
UK, I think, obviously,
they're all from the UK, but like, did they all just happen to be on the American version?
So I guess on X Factor, he made it to the top 24. And then Simon was like, I love you, but this is not your time right now. You have to go do school in 2 years, come back, like go get your education. So he comes back 2 years later.
Oh, wait, no producer ever, ever.
Who gives a fuck about like,
why don't you just tell them you are not interested in what they have to offer? Because that's what you're telling them with, go get your education. No producer in Hollywood has ever said that and actually meant it.
Right.
Unless they're talking to a seven-year-old.
And he was not seven at the time.
No.
So he comes back 2 years later and gets-
Oh, he did?
Just fucking wait. Just wait.
Sorry.
Just wait. And so,
I'm living this for the first time.
Yeah, I know. And so comes back 2 years later. I'm not entirely sure. He didn't say like what number of like the rank he made it to, but I guess him and Niall, I think, got cut on the same round, or maybe it was Louis. I can't remember.
Okay.
Anyway, gets cut and starts to leave. On the way home, a producer comes back and grabs him and is like, hey, Simon wants to talk to you. And he basically goes on to say, Liam, on the podcast, is that One Direction got put together because of the promise that Simon made to Liam to be like, you're just not ready, but now is your time. I told you that if you were to come back in 2 years, like I'm going to make it happen for you. And so he more than insinuates that One Direction got formed because of that conversation that he and Simon had.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, 100%. And then he also like, just like goes in to talk about how like that One Direction relied on him to start every show because he was the only one who had stage presence and wouldn't freeze up. And I was like, damn. I was like, all five of these guys can obviously like, you know, somewhat sing. I actually don't know like the talent that they individually are.
I feel like I've heard all of them sing raw at some point.
Yeah.
And I was wildly impressed.
Yeah, I think, I mean, and X Factor usually doesn't put shitty people through for the most part. So yeah, it was just a really fucking weird podcast. It was also super weird.
I mean, and maybe Simon Cowell's actually that hands-on. Every TV show I've ever known anything ever about at all, it's some line producer and some producer in the back room trying to figure out what's going to make the next episode have good ratings. So just trying to figure out, what's a thing that we can kind of take people left field? So maybe the story was that Simon cared. I got a feeling that it's probably some intern named Jen who probably put the whole band together and got 0.0% of all of that. But even they were told, Simon's really interested in having this one. And that's now the narrative.
Right, exactly. And like, was it
I made One Direction. It was me.
It was you. It was you. And like, was that maybe one of the most profitable decisions that X Factor and Simon has ever made? Probably.
But he's got a lot of big hits,
Yeah, but like 1D, like fuck.
Huge.
I don't know if you can top that.
Yeah.
But, and then he goes on and like shits on Zayn.
Thank you.
Okay. So he shits on Zayn a lot and kind of goes back and forth between like loving on him and then shitting on him, being like his family wasn't supportive, but he basically
wasn't supportive. Fuck that guy. Huh?
Well, he was like, I think he mentioned that like him and Zayn, he also that he and Louis fucking hated the shit out of each other. They're friends now, but hated the shit out of each other. Like while the band was together. And also
Louis is in 1D.
Yes.
So to be clear. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Duh. Louis. No.
Is that Louis Tomlinson? Louis?
Louis? I thought it was Louis.
No, I'm sure you're right.
Yes, Louis.
You're right.
Yeah, you have me questioning my 1D,
I'm sorry, I'm just catching up.
For a second.
As far as I'm concerned, there was Harry, there was Zayn, there were others.
Okay. I think Louis is how you spell Louis, though, so maybe it's interchangeable? I'm sure the direction
is- Louis is how you spell Louis, huh?
Yeah, Louis is Louis, L-O-U-I-S.
It's interchangeable, yeah.
Yeah. That's how you spell both.
Right. How do you spell Louis again?
L-O-U-I-S.
Got it. My last name's Louis. It's okay.
Oh.
Okay. I was a thinker for nobody.
Right. So shits on Zayn's family a lot, saying that they weren't supportive and kind of insinuated that like they forced Zayn to like do One Direction.
Great decision, by the way.
Great decision.
Yeah, I don't know who his parents are. Nailed it.
And then he was super shady towards him cheating on Gigi Hadid. And then now Bryce Hall got dragged into fucking all of this, which is crazy how Bryce Hall just happens to be at the center of every shitstorm on the internet.
Like, do you think his publicist is getting up in the morning, finding these opportunities, going, Bryce, over here, text this individual?
I don't think he has a publicist.
I wonder if he has actually reversed, like, you know how like there's crisis PR?
Yeah.
How about pre-crisis PR?
Right.
Like, they create the crisis for you.
Shitstorm PR.
Like, if I wanted to create the crisis, I would do one thing. I would text Tana Mongeau. I'd say, do you want to hang out tonight? And it would just ensue.
Yeah. It would find you.
I would love to know what her retainer is to legal, just to keep people off of it.
Well, I think she pays a pretty handsome fee to legal for OnlyFans stuff too.
I bet she pays a pretty handsome fee to a lot of things. Yeah. She's like got a big old fucking business.
Yeah, no, totally.
Yeah.
So yeah, so Bryce Hall made a comment because Liam was also talking about how he'd love to like box someone. And also, so
Bryce Hall is what, 10 years younger than him? Was Bryce Hall in elementary school when 1D was hot?
I have no idea. He's probably a super fan, honestly.
Probably in middle school.
Probably a super fan. And so Bryce was like, yeah, Liam, like, I'm down to fight. Like, let's do it.
Isn't Bryce pretty scrappy?
Yes, but he lost against Austin.
Well, I won't be saying shit because you won't see me in a room with anybody anytime. Yes. I don't care how big they are. 5'2", you big guy would crush me. In fact, you in the ring with me, I'm sure you'd beat me too. So I'll say zero words of shit, but I thought I had it in my mind.
Yeah, I mean, he's a scrappy dude in the sense that he gets into like a lot of like random scraps. Fights at parties. And
got it.
Yes, it like literally
Austin. Scrappy. He lost to Austin. I remember that.
Austin. Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't want to fight Austin. I wouldn't want to fight Bryce.
Yeah, I have no intention of need to be punched in the face at all.
No.
Again, like I always say, I would love to punch someone in the face.
Yeah, no, I want you to not do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Remember the cracker that puts you to the hospital almost? Yeah, the punches, no good.
No good.
Yeah.
Liam's ex-girlfriend or ex-wife, maybe fiance.
Okay.
Liam's ex-partner made a TikTok saying that she, do you remember that like that super viral moment of Tana at Bryce's fight being like, even the paparazzi on Team Bryce, on God.
Oh, yeah.
And so Liam's ex-girlfriend or whatever, ex-girl makes that TikTok saying that she's on Team Bryce.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, we are not having a One Direction and TikTok fucking throwdown right now.
This back is to the not simulation thing.
Simulation. You know what? Fuck it. I changed my mind. It's real. It's 100% real. Bryce Hall and Liam from One Direction are now boxing and it's, I can't.
The world continues to get smaller.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, it's when you first learned about Bryce Hall and when you first learned about One Direction.
Yes.
The world seemed so much bigger.
No, yes. Like,
the world was far too big for those two to ever share a ring, let alone share a Tana Mongeau quote that references another moment in pop culture from years past.
100%.
Like, that's the fiction makes more sense than that.
And so here's one of the tweets that went viral and we can discuss. I'm sure you'll have opinions.
I have a thought. Go ahead.
Yeah. Liam was talking real bold for someone on Logan Paul's podcast as if that's not the most embarrassing downfall of his career.
To be on Logan Paul's podcast?
Yeah.
And how many subscribers does this person's podcast have? Well, then we don't care. I guess that probably made somebody feel cool to even put that down. But even if you didn't like Logan or like the content,
yeah,
it's a big fucking podcast.
Also, gotta be honest, like outside of like Harry and maybe Zayn, like Liam is pretty relevant right now because he's at the fucking center of all of this.
I know who Liam Payne is.
Right, exactly.
I was not a One Directioner, right?
Right, right.
Like, he's got appeal to the point where like 30-year-old dudes remember that name and why. I guess that's why I just like I don't participate in Twitter anymore. Because all of it is that I see is someone's little funny comment like that.
You know what? I just feel like to last on the internet, you have to know how to reinvent yourself. And so if Liam Payne from 1D wants to get into boxing and NFTs, fucking head on over to that new community. There's just so much overlap to begin with that like, go for him.
I'd buy the fight.
Really did not enjoy him on the podcast. But I would buy the fight. Exactly. I would buy the fight.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I would buy the fight.
I'm big, big, big on letting dudes fight for money. It's a great thing that I'm not gonna get tired of anytime soon. Like maybe it's just like the barbarian in me. Isn't that just hilarious to see dudes just hit each other?
It's like literally like whenever we watch UFC or boxing, I'm like, we are cavemen.
Yes.
We are literal cavemen.
Yes, remember all the chicken and egg thing? They're gonna be like millennial or Gen Z. Yeah. Like, does it matter?
I'm so glad Bill Nye the Science Guy says egg. I just so wholeheartedly
agree. Didn't we both say egg?
Yeah.
We both said egg, right? Yeah. We're team egg?
Team egg.
Got it.
Team egg, 100%.
Okay. Let me introduce this segment. So we haven't really, you guys haven't really figured out what you're going to name this segment yet, which I thoroughly enjoy.
Workshopping.
So what is it this week?
Tiki Talkies for Jeremy.
Great.
I just wish there was a little more rhyme to Tiki Talkie for Jeremy. You know what I mean? Like the E works, but I'm missing syllables. It's not quite right.
Okay.
It's not quite right.
I got it. Don't force it.
Also on the Discord, we now have Discord. We hit a new chain and it's called I saw this on TikTok. I think it's I saw it TikTok.
That should be changed.
So I saw this on TikTok.
Ding.
Ding. Okay. Wow. I'm so excited. Okay. I've been prepping these all week and I'm very excited for you.
Are you sending it to me?
You know what we say in our household? Hangry wife.
Fuck your life.
That could be said about every guy ever as well, but there's a very specific type of hangry that I feel like that you embody that is best served either when I'm far away or quickly.
I have such a vivid memory of one of the first times at the beginning of our relationship when I started getting really hangry and I was like,
when we almost broke up over me not bagging groceries fast enough?
No, but that one was a little more recent. There was-
But once again, that was me not bagging groceries fast enough at the store.
No, you didn't want to bag them at all.
Right.
You didn't want to bag, it wasn't fast enough. You didn't want to bag them.
Right, and you were so insistent that we bagged them as fast as possible and get out of the restaurant or the grocery store it was almost wild till nine with Lauren.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a time when we were getting, and this was like a big moment for us. Like you were like, oh, I'd love to get a crate at my house, in my apartment, when we just started dating, so like Moose could have a set of his stuff at my house. And I was like, that is so nice.
Where's this going?
And so we were in the parking lot of Petco and they didn't have what we needed. And you're like, do you think we should just do you want to just go to another one down the street? And I could feel my hanger levels. I wasn't even angry at you. There was nothing happening with you, but I could feel how hungry I was getting. And I was like, I'm going to have a fucking meltdown if I don't get a snack. And so anyway, I can't remember if we openly talked about this or if I was just manipulating like the events of the day to then be food on our next stop.
Right.
But I just have such a vivid memory of that being a moment where I was like, I am about to get fucking hangry in the next 8 minutes.
The next time you're mad at me, I want you to remember the time that you almost broke up with me while I was trying to buy a crate for your dog at the time for my apartment.
No, I wasn't trying to break up with you. I was just hangry in general. I wasn't mad at you.
No, I was
mad at everyone.
Let's tell more of those stories because it'll round out the other ones. Keep going. Okay, next one.
Chris and Nala. You've heard the song before, but we need to just listen to it because I love this song.
She stole, she do the Nala stone.
I've got lyrics or subtitles.
Yeah.
That say she stole, she threw the dollar stone. She stole, she threw the dollar stone. Those the words?
No, it's Nala. I've showed you the Nala stomp before.
I know, yeah.
She stomped, she do the Nala stomp.
Well, I honestly, it was adorable, but it was just, I was so taken aback by the fact that she stole and then she threw the dollar stomp.
Also, you can go in and change those. So he really needs to tweak those lyrics because those are not the words.
Okay, well, Adventure with Nala can figure it out.
Yeah, Adventure with Nala. Anyway.
Okay. I gotta guess, some videos don't need subtitles.
That's one of them.
I don't know what the words are. In fact, you know the songs that everyone kind of just makes up their own words in their head?
Yeah.
Or even like the same-ish words in their head? Mm-hmm. That might as well just be, it's just golden retriever butt cheeks.
And which are the best bouncing. And for
those who that doesn't make any sense to, so you're on the audio, hop on over
Hop on over there. Oh yeah, we forgot to say that if you were on the audio side, obviously this portion of the podcast is better enjoyed when you can watch my dance to the Nala Stomp.
Until Spotify offers this video, YouTube it is. All right.
Okay, and then go to Insta360. Oh, this is my favorite one, I think.
Oh. Oh. What?
Babe, okay. I just want you to know.
So what I love about this one is that-
This is what my brain does when I'm not busy. This is what my brain is doing.
So the funny thing about this whole thing is that it starts off with like, oh, this is like a crotchety old man who loves like knickknacks and tools and like he's quirky.
Yep.
And then it cuts to the whole, he's wearing a tight yellow mini skirt with fringe to really sell the whole I'm a bumblebee thing.
Yeah.
Like I want to know how much time went into this man's piece of content? Because I either want, I want two things. I want it to be well thought out. I want it to be drawn out. I want it to be a month long, or I want it to be this whole thing that I threw together. Nothing in the middle makes me happy.
And then he found a fucking field to frolic through. And just like the audio, oh my God, I saw these 360 cameras are so funny. I saw this other guy who like did the same thing. He was like, I thought I was shooting a sick video with my basketball. And it's just like his nose in just overhanging the whole shot. And you can't even really see the basketball. These 360 cameras are so funny.
What is content going to be like in 10 years?
I don't know, but this is the pinnacle of it right now. This is the, it only goes downhill from here.
You want to hear a really scary, also weird, like crazy fact? Remember Pokemon Go?
Yes.
You know, the whole thing and the whole part of that was that it was constantly recording and uploading whatever it was to
shut create, the fuck up.
To create a real-time map of every part of like a well like traveled city. That like part of like the whole thing. It was like constantly updating so they could know like, okay, now this corner has this here. It's this. It's just this like
whoa.
This map of everything. Yeah.
Wow, you just get little fucking worker bees to go do your bitch work.
Something like it.
Yeah. Okay, and this is our finale. We are running on this one, and I just don't know if we'll ever find a better TikTok than this one.
If his name starts with J, better stay the hell away. Don't need no J's in your life unless his name is Jesus Christ. If he hits you on your phone, tell him leave your ass alone. If his name starts with J.
You feel that way?
But the only J we need in our life is Jesus Christ.
Is that so?
And on that note, good night, love you.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.